Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Daniel Lasher, DanielLasher. Date of birth 12/11/1995, date of appointment March 25, 2025, requesting physician Jennifer Melling, JennifermHelling. Dear Jennifer Melling, I have the pleasure of seeing. Daniel Lasher, today in my office, I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 29-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was in the emergency room due to the left arm and left leg numbness. Then this numbness spread to the right side. It lasted about 3 days. Her sister is recently diagnosed with MS. And mother's side has a history of Huntington disease. 7 years ago, she had a right-sided Bell's palsy. She is diagnosed with POTS also, P-O-T-S. She does not have any weakness. Both shoulders are having pain. Her walking is weird. When she lay down, she could not able to move. This happened first time. Before the arms get stiff and hurt, right eye vision is going down. Sometimes forgetful when she puts the things together. Past medical history, hemorrhage, after a miscarriage, POTS. Thyroid nodule. Past surgical history, LASIK eye surgery. Shoulder labrum repair. DNC and endoscopy of the stomach. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication, birth control. Pills and inhaler. Socialist, she vapes, does not drink alcohol. In the past, she used to use Adderall and cocaine. She is married but separated and lives alone. Have one kid, 8-year-old, who has brain glioma. Family history, mother alive with scoliosis and degenerative disc disease. Father alive, healthy. Two sister. One diagnosed with MS. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having vertigo, lightheaded neck, confusion, numbness, tingling, weakness, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tendon reflex 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination, reveal presence of pitch prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, it is difficult for her to walk on a straight line. Assessment and plan, 29-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, rule out multiple sclerosis. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, carpal tunnel syndrome in both hands. Next paragraph. Her symptoms are not indicative of any neurological problem, but MS is a rare possibility. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain, EMG of the upper and lower extremities, and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ANA, and rheumatoid factor. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.